Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And we're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, you know what we think. We think that's a sign of high intelligence. And I'm very excited about where I am right now. As you know, I'm broadcasting for the sixth consecutive year from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in the Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston. And my host, and has been all these years, is the chairman, CEO, and founder of Administaff, full disclosure, one of our sponsors. But Paul is also the host and the founder of the Administaff Small Business Classic. And as I've told you before, anytime someone wants to celebrate small business and golf at the same time, that guy's my hero, and he's here with us right now. Paul Sarvati, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Thank you again. I got to say this. I've done it all these years, but I got to thank you for celebrating small business the way you do, and then finding a way, very inspirational way to blend those two together, golf and small business.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this was an opportunity for us to really shine the spotlight on the small business community as a whole, and just bring some attention to the role that small business owners play in our country, in our economy. So, plus we have a great time doing it. So,
and
good
it's not,
combination.
It's not bad when you blend golf in there with it. But let's talk about the tournament just a little bit. And you know, I think you've told the audience on the show in the past how you know you got a phone call from this guy named Palmer, and told you that there was an opportunity. And, you know, did when you answered the phone, did you say, yeah, right, sure, you're Arnold Palmer?
Well, you know, Arnold is a very special person.
He
and
is.
When you hear Arnold Palmer's voice, you know who it is. There aren't too many Arnold Palmer impersonators
right.
out
right.
there. But, yeah, that phone call was certainly critical because, you know, we're to do this, but it was a big step for us. It was a significant investment. And, but I think he was able to kind of help us with it could be good for our business
mm-hmm.
and how it's been good for our customers.
Right.
It's really been good for all the way around.
Well, and it's a great story, a great story. I mean, the people he brought in, Brian Noggle and his team, and himself. He's now one of your partners, and the whole thing. It was just and folks, this is a lesson, ladies and gentlemen, on when a door opens, look for you know don't just look for you, look for how you can help other people and they can help you. That partnership thing has really been beautiful to me to watch because, as you know, I've been here every year.
Absolutely. When we made the decision, if you go back those 6 years, we were coming out of the last recession
right.
and we weren't out yet.
Right.
If you remember, there was a recovery
yeah.
that continued for quite a while.
Which hits your company pretty tough.
In our business, the level, the number of employees at the client small business locations
mm-hmm.
is feeds into our unit growth
mm-hmm.
as a company. So, you know, I had to make one of those kind of decisions that small business owners make every day, which is to take a significant risk and, you know, put it all on the line again.
And believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
And your people. And the thing is, I happen to know that decision quickly because, as I remember, you made it in the spring and the tournament was in the fall.
That's correct. It was pretty unusual for that to come together that quickly. But we needed to decide wanted to do this, and you know, from my perspective, it was a time to you know, to get out of that down and tell everybody we're
mm-hmm.
out. It was kind of getting out of the foxhole, and you know, that's
right.
where a lot of people are right now,
and
in that
small
foxhole.
Businesses especially, right? And see, what you just said is what I'm saying now about small businesses. I've been saying this for a long time. Small businesses are and are going to continue to lead this thing we've been in.
That's the only ones who can lead us out because
yeah.
they're agile, they can take advantage of opportunities, and they don't have to just rely on the major forces out there.
Right.
Big companies, They really can't.
They got global news.
That's right.
And the government and all that sort of thing.
But yeah. If you're in a small business and you can get out of that foxhole and take care of yourself.
Right, exactly. And our capitalization is more Main Street capitalization with local banks and things like that. So
exactly.
It's very important. Now, the website is Administrative Classic.
That's a good question,
yeah.
Jim.
I think it's Administrative Classic. I'll make sure we get that for you. And I should have known that myself. But, Paul, you and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I want Paul's out there, folks, where the rubber meets the road. He's the CEO of this publicly traded company, but this man has got his finger. Customers, if nothing else, the customers he serves, who are just like you and me, he has his finger on the pulse of the economy, and I'm looking forward to hearing his thoughts on that. We're also going to talk about his thoughts on healthcare reform and some of the things that are going on out there, some of the public policy issues that are going to affect you and me, and we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.